Ready for the show?
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff and Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Roger.
Yes, my dear friends from all over the world, this is Martin Horst speaking live on PBS Radio Station 1 with my program ET First Contact Radio, and we are as well broadcasting on findingvoicesradio.com. I bring you the latest galactic news 2 times a week. It's another amazing evening here in Europe with a storm blowing over the UK. But on the other end of the world is Douglas engineering the show, and further away, or where you are, Robert Potter has been several times on the show, is our friend, and he has cosmic knowledge. He's in the now, he has information from Cobra and others where he's connected with, and he's going to blow you away tonight with some amazing information. So Robert, without further ado, welcome to the program, my dear friend.
Rob. Thanks, Martin. It's wonderful to be back here again. I apologize. I hit the camera, not the sound there. But how's everything going over there? I guess you're getting a little bit of the result of the messing around with the weather situation going on over there. Some heavy-duty storms going on. Otherwise, you okay there in the Netherlands?
We are okay, but there are several storms almost every evening of the week. The wind starts increasing. And almost every evening we have a force 8 or force 9 storm blowing here. But England is slowing it down. England gets the most part of it always. There's now some flooding in Wales and Scotland. But I don't know if it's due to geoengineering or the things that are happening with the sun or the Earth's magnetic field that's changing, or both. I think it's both the natural change from the ascension process and as well the things that are going on with geoengineering. What's your take on that, Robert?
I would agree. I think it's both. I definitely think that the elementals, for those people who are more in depth and understanding that there is a multidimensional universe, that there is an invisible side, a non-material aspect to creation, and that actually, this planet is administered through cherubim, seraphim, Elohim, various other non-material orders of beings, and that the little divas, as they're called, of the elemental kingdom, actually are also going through a purification process. I read many years ago one of the ET scientists who said that he just did not see that there was any way that there would not be extremely high winds, especially around the equator, at a certain point in time. Now, we do have a tremendous amount of protection to help us through this shift from our benevolent extraterrestrials who've been in spearships for a long, long time. The thousands and thousands, over 30,000, 40,000 years, there have been artificial moons, Ganymede, one of them, and Jupiter. So large sphere-being ships are not new to our system, and these are the benevolent extraterrestrials who work as guides in communicating with humanity to help us reestablish the connection to our intuition and our natural God-given abilities of communion on higher levels. So normally we would have telepathy, we would have many other things, but due to genetic altering and certain incidents that happened a long time ago, we have lost those abilities. And part of this ascension process, as you mentioned, Martin, is to reestablish that contact. Certain key code light tones are being activated in our DNA, and this junk DNA will be activated. We'll have higher faculty, so we were returning to that.
Yes, indeed. Now, the ascension process is taking heat. It started, actually, according to different sources, some decades ago, but it started to take heat in 1987 with the second harmonic conversion, and then in the first harmonic conversion, and then in 2004, in October, we had the second harmonic conversion, and then in 2012, December 21st, the energies from the higher dimensions really came down on humanity, on the planet. Now we are already almost in 2016, and we can see that the changes are still increasing. Our world leaders are actually very divided about whether or not to announce the presence of our ET friends or to make a disclosure announcement. So this is all very confusing because there are many conflicting messages. Some people are saying the event is imminent, then other people are saying, according to the numerology, 2017 can be the first year where the event can happen. You know why? Because according to the numbers, if you are familiar with numerology, 2015 was the 8th year. And then 2016 will be a 9 year. It's cycles of 9. And then in 2017, this will be a 1 year. 10 is a 1. And a 1 is always related to new beginnings. So this is according to the numerology. But at the other end, we have to take in account that we cannot continue like this much longer. If you see the weather changes, if you see the die-off of many whales and animals, and of course the poverty of many people in many countries, especially in the West now, people are losing funds. It's difficult to survive for many light workers, for many normal people, losing their jobs. So there is a sense that we need to change this situation rapidly so we can have prosperity. Because the prosperity is there, the funds are there. They only need to be enacted and activated. And of course, this coincides with the arrest of the cabal. So, on one hand, it's necessary to have this change. It's imminent. It's needed. It's wanted. On the other hand, I feel all the time these delays that are occurring. You know, a couple of weeks ago, there was a window of opportunity for the event to happen. And then we had this attack in Paris, which prevented it from happening. So what are your thoughts on this all?
Well, you have a lot of things there. So I'm going to start off with the time incrementals of the various. There has been a book called The Lion's Path out since the late 70s, actually, that talks about this DNA, the transfiguration and the morphogenic physical mutation of the endocrine glands, particularly the pineal gland, into inducting certain changes in our DNA. So this is an incremental step of vibrational upliftment, and it's the universe is always shifting and changing with different pulses on many different levels. The ETs are very closely associated with this and do lend their prayers and some of their luminous light technology to infuse into those awakened aspects of humanity these changes. To be clear, the ETs can only work with people who are consciously at a level and able to receive the information and to make use of it. Because just to come down and to talk to people who, some who think they're ready or in fear is not possible. I want to make it clear that in
2012, 21st. I was inside the pyramid, by the way, with Cobra and our team there that made it intact. It was pretty cool. But we went from a linear timeline to a spiral timeline. And at that time, there was a very special ceremony, a moving of the Sintamani stone from beneath Gobi Desert to the highest volcano in the world called Tahama in Bolivia. And that stone, which isn't that big, actually establishes, has been reestablishing an entire new acupuncture grid ley line on the planet in conjunction with the telluric or the magmatic forces of the Earth. And this is according to my friend Louis Martin, who I went to Bolivia with. So you might want to check on my Facebook, and I'll drop it into you here, Martin, and you can maybe put it in the post-show copy. But there is a link that Louis did up. They were at a
Louis Martin was on my show 2 weeks ago or a month ago.
Right. Well, he did a activation there in Tahama, which people were witnessing and having physical experiences with the Great White Brotherhood that had appeared in the mountains, and kind of a couple people were led up there. One of them was quite fearful, but the entire group can testify to multiple ET spaceships doing shows, showing their allegiance and the beginning of more open contact for humanity. This is going to take place with people like Luis, who are firmly established in a spiritual resonant vibration, as opposed to different types of beings. They're going to be in certain places, so people will be moving forward. You also mentioned ascension. Ascension is an ongoing process throughout eternity of the soul's experience gaining greater aspects of light. In the physical body, in our physical earth, we can define ascension as the process of infusing into our physical bodies more of the higher plane, literally matter, into our body until we literally would become of a higher frequency and actually would phase shift out. That's very rare for that to happen very quickly. It's usually an extremely long process. Evolution is painfully slow on a certain level and painfully joyful at the same time. So ascension is an ongoing process. Louis, in his experience at Tahama there with that group, really solidified a lot of information about the Sintamani stone. There was talk, and someone put a blog up and said, oh, it's very dark. I have a psychic who said it's dark, and all of a sudden it's a dark stone. First of all, it's just a stone on one level. Now, my family comes from the Tiffany's of the jewelry. So I'm kind of into, heretically and genetically, I'm into the understanding of the vibration of crystals. So crystals are condensed energy forms of the Akashic records, and this is the most refined element. The highest consciousness of the mineral kingdom goes into diamonds, emeralds, rubies, sapphires. These higher frequency crystalline structures have resonant fields that can attenuate and harmonize, and through resonance release hormones into the body. So pineal gland activation can come with a laser. You get a high-end white laser and put it on the pineal gland, you're going to have tremendous vibrational shifts. I'm really into lasers and crystals, tachyon crystals. And one of the things I found that was really cool was this Sintamani stone that Cobra talked about. I hadn't really heard about it, and Spirit pushed it on me. Two people called me. I knew the guy who collects them. It's just boom. It just seemed like it was meant for me to get into it. And I tried these stones, and I used lasers on them, which I have on my website. And I also used these violet wands, which I love, the Tesla coils. And I put both of those at the same time on my third eye, and I started doing what the Ekankar, the connection to the Shabda, or the neural life illumination force that comes through the higher plane frequencies, can be bought in through sound. So sound, light, and color are very important aspects of this vibrational shift, and for us to be tuning into our superluminal light bodies. There's a lot of distraction to become rational and mental and to get into the political aspect. At the same time, we must balance this. It's very important. I do have a Venusian contact that I was spoken to the other day. They don't always answer questions, but he sometimes will verify certain things that I come to conclusions on. And so these vibrational attunements, I asked about the time in the shift. They said, it is time to prepare the vessel. In other words, raise your vibrational frequency. And that comes down through Sananda or Yehoshua, the authority of the command of the cosmic Christ energies to return to this planet and to be reestablished. Let me rest you all assured it will take place. Whether I will see it in my lifetime or whether I will live through the shift remains to the word of the Most High Living God, the eternal presence of truth, the absolute one, which is within everything and yet beyond everything, immanent and transcendent. And the Almighty knows the end from the beginning. This universal creation was corrupted. This area has been quarantined, and we are going through a process of healing. It's been taking a long, long time for many different beings, and the time is coming where a decision will be made and a shifting. Some people call it a harvesting, but this is a vibrational resonance pattern where the chaos that's been injected into our world and that we have fallen prey to and to a certain extent are responsible for. But this is going to be healed. And this is going to be healed by our awareness, our right actions, in conjunction with a natural order of the universal cycles of manifestation on all dimensions. This is taking place, and there is a political aspect of a physical arresting and a changing of certain things, and that's a very extremely complex situation there, which Cobra and I talk about, that causes people's heads to explode. But this natural order of the universe requires that our Earth, which is the heart chakra in the solar system, and our sun is a heart chakra in the grand man of the heavens. The Pleiades would be the pineal gland, and Sirius would be the pituitary. So we all live within greater beings, and these beings within ourselves have laws or what are called paths of order. And these are sacred geometrical relationships of how all consciousness creation interacts with each other. And so there's various dimensions that have different densities of their atomic structure. So the physical plane has an electron. There are seven anu, or seven ultimate physical atoms, which from the astral plane, which make one electron on the physical plane. Same thing on the astral plane. You look at one electron of an astral anu, and you're going to be seeing within that, you're going to see seven electrons from the mental plane, and so forth upward to the intuitional and the causal plane, the atmic and the logoic plane. Our higher self resides on the atmic plane and is like a fluffy cloud looking at it all and observing the material worlds completely void of judgment, just pure bliss, awareness, and knowingness. It is our duty to clear the pathway through the rainbow bridgehead of pure thoughts, pure actions, good intent, and following the natural order of the universe and God's law, which was given to us probably in the most simple way at the time, which is going to be revealed more clearly and fully during the incarnation of the avatar Yehoshua the Christ. There are many other avatars and other lineages. I mean, all of them are working within a greater structure to bring about change and light upon this planet. And the difficulties to change the situation actually precluded a creator son or Yehoshua, the cosmic Christ, to incarnate here and to end the situation. And it's going to come about. It's the material aspect seems so difficult for those who don't have faith. So one of the things that Christ taught was the primary teachings were that we are children of a living, loving God. Okay, we're infinitesimal sparks, or reflections of the absolute. And we are like these heart wave fractal light consciousness beings that if you looked at us, we'd be a toroid donut from the top, from the front. We'd look at us and we'd see a magnetic field that looks like a butterfly. We are luminous beings acting on, interacting on multiple dimensions. So we're in all places at once through our association to the living word of God. At the same time, in a paradox, we are this very small aspect on the material plane. And this is where our minds come in, where we limit the nature of our infinite self, and we do not have direct knowing or experience through our feelings because we're so wrapped up in our mind. So by knowing that we're brothers and sisters, we treat each other as family. And if we follow the golden rule, and to love thy neighbor as ourself, and to treat each other as we would wish to be treated, these two simple orientations of respect for life and to knowing that we are divine, that this is a very precious gift to be here and to take responsibility and to not fall prey to materialism, which breeds lust for power, vanity, greed, anger, and primarily fear. So it is our duty to attune to our own self and to raise our vibrations. And we can do this through proper diet. Some people obsess and compulse. People want to be breatharians. What's the point? You're breathing chemtrail air. So we have to come to balance in our life through proper diet, right speech, right meditation, right concentration, and to understand the Four Noble Truths, to utilize right recreation, time to relax, and practice right concentration, which is to bring our attention to one-pointedness, to the stillness of the eternal now. Eckhart Tolle is an expert in describing that process for people and letting you have a feeling for it. But it really comes down to your breath form and your consciousness. So attuning your vibration through breath. And there are techniques by Valiant Thor. There's some books on my site. You look at Louis Martin. We're going to be having a conference here in Hawaii and in Mount Shasta this summer. He'll be doing activations. And we're going to be coming in more spiritual teachings now into the association of raising our vibrations and tuning into the feelings of bliss so that we can become proper vessels, clear channels, and instruments of our higher self. We need to calm our mental minds and to go into the truth consciousness. So that's part of the process of ascension that was really good. You mentioned numerology. The reaction of all of these elements, if we go, who are we? We are on one level, at the highest plane, one little molecule at the highest atomic plane of individual consciousness that has no covering. And we take up various bodies as we either descend in matter, or there are certain souls that started as a rock and are us on the process of ascension. And there's other beings that are on the process down. So this aspect of understanding that we're like this one thing, we gather other atoms around us. So you look at, it's like a Russian doll. So we're really the biggest doll on the physical plane. And then as you go down, there's these successively finer gradations. I would not necessarily say they're smaller because time and space is different on that transference, but it goes out of phase. We aren't able to see it. So do we seek to develop this phase for power and understanding and rational? No, we seek it through the bhakti, through the devotion, and through the surrendering to the higher force and the subjugating our will for the will of God. And this is an individual choice consciousness that needs to be reestablished in individuals, and they need to dwell in the truth so the truth can abide in them. So this process is being distracted. That's what all of this is about. All of this negativity, all of the harp, all of the chemtrails, all of the vaccinations, all the genetically altered foods, all the purposefully programs to keep people in ignorance, the hiding of the sciences and the promoting of the nutraceutical or the pharmaceutical, what do they call it, big pharma, evil octopus that is dumbing down people. So many people are on drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get off of them. You got to be careful with your doctor stuff because there's certain things you're going to have to move forward. But a lot of this stuff is all just designed to mess with your pituitary and pineal gland. So you need to purify and get clear. I know it's hard. It tastes good. You know, the horrible food is bitter is better. The horrible food that will heal you doesn't always taste so good. It's a bitter pill, and we want to fall into our sensuality. We have to go with our consciousness and know what is good for us to eat. And when we eat, it's better to eat raw. What do you extract from food? You extract a life force, 7 levels of life force that are in the aura, in the plant. And when you freeze it, or when you genetically multiply it, or when you grow the same crop in the same area, you lose its auric content. So you're just really eating a lot of physical matter that doesn't have to go through. Now, the genetically altered stuff is really designed to mess with your gut. People do have problems with gluten, not with wheat. They have problems with all the insecticides, pesticides, and the denatured biological DNA mutated by Monsanto, off-world hostile agenda. So people need to be clear and take responsibility. At the same time, you know, getting obsessive about your food, and it just doesn't make sense. You have to have a balanced approach. So I'm going to recommend right diet, proper speech. Be careful what you say. Don't judge others. You also have to have right concentration. There's a Vipassana method where you bring your point to one attention at the point of the what's called the governing and conception vessel. For those of you who are into acupressure and acupuncture lines, you'll understand there's 12 lines of force and 2 central lines. So understanding our luminous body and how these toroidal life forces move through our body and the acupuncture meridians will bring about great change and healing upon our world, because people will be able to manipulate the lines of force through sound, light, and color. So as I said, one of the things I did with the Sintamani stone was I put that crystal on my third eye. I put the shot a laser beam in the stand, and then I put the violet wand, the Tesla coil on it, which is a purification of violet flame, onto the Sintamani. And then I said, which is the neuroluminal life force, the sound current, that each sound and frequency has an expression and an effect on your endocrine glands. Your chakras have many different wheels. There's 7 notes to the major scale, and there's half notes, which make 13 in an octave or 8. So I know some people are saying there's no chakras. I just can't even, whatever. People have to make their own discernment on what truth is for themselves and through their experience. I can tell you from my experience, we very definitely have endocrine glands in our bodies, which are nerve centers, and chakras are force centers at etheric levels, which direct prana or life force into our consciousness. So by being aware of certain meditations, there's actually yogic positions. Hatha yoga is the physical yoga. So there's the 8-limbed path of yoga, which is talked about by Vyasa in some of the ancient scriptures. And there's another guy, I want to remember his name, in India, but Vila, I want to say something, but basically you have Hatha yoga, physical postures, where you tighten your muscles by gravity. You get into a position as hard as you can go, and you hold absolutely still. And you breathe from your crown chakra into your base chakra and vice versa in a rhythmic order of even breath. This is called the science of Kriya Yoga and the science of the still breath. I was initiated by Babaji himself, very fortunately, when I was very young in this process. There's also something called the breath of fire. I just saw Ram Dass here on Maui, and he talks about in his book called The Breath of Fire. And I recommend people look that up. You get in a yoga position, you tighten off your lower bandha, or your lower root chakra associated with your sex and your urination. You tighten that off, and through a specific breathing process of high breath diaphragmatic breathing, you bring in tremendous amounts of prana. If you can do this in pyramid systems with crystals, lasers, after a good meditation with at the right phase of the moon, utilizing the natural orders of the universe, you can make tremendous progress in clearing out the dross of your lower physical body, actually transmuting in a miracle-like way physical substance into redeemed light. And so there are techniques for this. Now, Kriya Yoga, you breathe evenly on the in count and the even numbers on the out count. Everyone has a different level of comfortability of time and how long they breathe, but you should be able to take a breath in, hold it gently, look at your forehead, look into your forehead, look up to your pineal gland, research where that is, and actually take your eyeballs and look up in there. This is a physical aspect of the energizing or the exercising of the body. Is energy follows thought. If you place your attention and your awareness onto your pineal and pituitary gland, you can exercise these glands and reconnect to your higher self and the cosmic Christ and the direct knowing of aligning your feelings and your thoughts into purposeful actions. There are three parts of life. There's realization. You go, that's a tree. That's awareness. You have awareness. And so you go, awareness, that's a tree. And there's a guy doing something over there. And then there's realization. That guy is actually, you know, said thank you to the tree, and he cut off a limb, and he made a bed for himself out of that tree. That's realization. And actualization is where you actually follow through on what you realize and actualize. And this is a process called imagination, or taking the self and manifesting into reality. So we have to control our thoughts. We have to become light warriors, not just running around and, you know, not knowing what we're doing. There's pure bhakti, which is good, but in the end, the bhakti must become the yoni, and the yoni must become the bhakti. We must understand also the sorcerer's explanation, or the realization of who we are as luminous beings, and the science of manifestation. All of these beings that are talked about will eventually be available to us and come forward. The bad guys are hiding, the good guys won't. Everyone goes, how are we going to know they're going to be bad guys, and the ascended masters are evil, and it's the meet the new boss, same as the old boss? Well, at this point, the situation is so crazy here, we need to move forward into something else. So I wanted to lay the foundation, before we talked about the geopolitical aspect, of the importance of the devotee or the spiritual aspirant or the light worker or even the truth seeker or the conspiracy theorist to be aware of who they are. The eternal question is, who are you? Enter into the silence. If your mind has to talk, say the question to yourself, who am I? Or I seek to know myself, or God, reveal thyself to me. In absolute stillness, get into a position and put all of your will, your entire body into consciousness, into focusing on a balanced breath, which will manifest a balanced resonant field within your endocrine glands. Your vibrational physical body health actually will increase as well. As you focus this intent into your higher endocrine glands, you work on different endocrine glands. There are actually sounds and colors and gemstones and laser colors and frequencies that are associated with this. This is where our new science will be going, and is already going, and has been suppressed. There are subtle frequencies. However, it's very difficult for the layperson to know the various frequencies. One of the first ones out was Mora Therapy, the first machine that came into the country I actually witnessed. I think it came from Germany. A friend of mine bought it in through customs. They didn't know what it was. They would have stopped it. But he was a devotee of Muktananda. This is back in the 80s in Los Angeles. Anyways, there's lots of these alternative therapies. On my site, you'll see a lot of stuff. I work with Dr. Fred Bell. And I was his primary assistant. I know more about his mission than all of his wives individually. Each of them have a more intimate association in different aspect, but I had the broadest overview of his contact with the Pleiades, his work at NASA, and I was part of that evolution as the ships were coming around. I had many, many contact witnessing experiences that I did come out with recently in 2012 to tell my story. I feel that it's important that people do have a balanced understanding on the physical of what's going on, and how to take our aspiring nature, our feeling nature, our devotional nature, and our soul. When we look out, we take those moments and we're alone and our mind's just like running at full speed. That's what the intellect is. And that's how we should be able to calm our mind and create serotonin. However, unfortunately, there's been a need for certain herbs. Shiva has in his pouch the different medicinal herbs to stop the internal dialogue and to kind of force a hormonal release of serotonin. Psychedelics are not the way to go, really, at this point in time. When I was younger, they did do that. Some people are doing ayahuasca. You have to be very sacred about it. It's called sacrament for a reason. If these young kids taking all these different drugs without preparation, without a spiritual orientation, without incense, without a sacred relationship to the nature of the earth and candles at night, and to use this as a spiritual journey, a vision quest to connect with spirit, it is a wasted journey. It's, you know, you can have realizations, but are they going to realize, are they going to be actualized? So you have all this awareness that's unactualized. So you go out into these higher planes a little bit, which you can't really anymore because the ETs are compressing it. It's all compressed. It's be here now. It's be here, not in the astral plane anymore. It doesn't even make sense. I mean, some people are finding healing in the ayahuasca. Everyone's going to have their own thing. And I guess I don't want to judge too much, but the power plants do untold damage to the body. I've experienced it. So you have to be better off if you can live off the grid in a natural environment, get into nature 20, 30 minutes a day and enter into the silence and connect to yourself. You can utilize tools such as crystals, lasers, taconized lasers, pyramids, scintillamani stones, violet flames, get your pure water, and do the best on the physical plane, because there is no more worthy goal than to pay perfect homage to the temple of flesh, which is your vehicle for spirit on this plane. So that's a physical plane. Hatha yoga positions will bring blood flow in there. And if you can remain still, you're going to find tremendous power and changing as your body mutates. Now, age is a factor. We have DNA. So when people ask who we are, I want to tell you on a certain level, magnetically, for your soul, I'm going to give you five different parameters that affect who you are. Magnetic conditions at time of conception. I was conceived in the southern hemisphere. Magnetic conceptions at time of birth. Now we have astrology, and this is the orientation of the planets that had a magnetic influence on the elementals within your body at the time of your birth and set a certain numerology frequency code into your body. And there's interactions that are going on magnetically affecting your endocrine glands and the release of hormones based on the seven sacred planets. It's another esoteric study which you can get into, how planets affect. Now, you don't fall prey to a superstition and belief like a pagan, the planets are controlling my life and there's no help. No, the planets impel, they do not compel. You have free will, and for a self-realized being, astrology has no meaning or effect, because that person is living in the now and transmuting a free flow through their toroid above and below. They become the magician, and the high force energies are grounded into the earth, and God's will is done through your action and realizing that who you are. The path is hard, but you're going to be choosing a path that is going to be the best for all beings in all places and all times. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. So we all need to subjugate our will for what our inner self and our inner knowing is, and we have to connect to that. So that's one of the primary things I wanted to talk about. I'd enjoy it if people go to my website, thepromiserevealed.com. I have upcoming events. You can see the Cobra interviews, my weekly radio interviews, as well as interviews previously from Martin and other hosts about my information. So I've been told by my guides and my guidance, it's time to come out with this more esoteric healing cosmic energy and connecting to the inner planes. So I want to preface it with there, but I'm also very happy to share with your audience my perspective on the global political, geopolitical situation, which is going on now. And to understand that, we have to have a great deal of dispassion and compassion and come from a space of unconditional love and forgiveness. And it's very difficult to do. Imagine Mother Mary looking at Christ on the cross and being the perfect, full of grace incarnation, the female avatar through sorrow to purify and to follow God's will here in a certain sense, had to forgive those who murdered her son in the physical plane. And, you know, as a human, even her couldn't possibly imagine the reality of him resurrecting and all that kind of stuff. So when it happened, there's a lot of physical challenges that take place. So a lot of forgiveness has to take place when we look at these things. I did an interview with Justin Duchamp's of Stillness in the Storm, and that is a perfect metaphor for what we have to do with our consciousness and our feelings. And we have to fall away from our money woes and our feeling woes, because as we place attention on them, we increase their frequency. We have to be aware that through subtle currents of plasma scalar fields and a very complex non-material implant matrix, our human consciousness field is being messed with. And nothing can overcome the power of the soul, but be aware that it is a tough road to hoe here, and we must come together and support ourselves in this realization, this awareness, and realize that, you know, we're subject to physical law. There is entropy. As you get older, your DNA actually unwinds. Now, you could activate new DNA, but your DNA is unwinding. And what that means is the shoestring laces, if you take a shoestring and you twist it, it's kind of like what a DNA looks like. At the top, it has a cap, and those are called telomeres. And between each of the twists, there's a certain number of connections in the DNA. And those are steps on the ladder. And you start off with 46, 48, there's 52. Some people have different theories on that. I'm not a DNA specialist. But as you get older, you know, your first breath brings you down to something. You probably start off with, you might start off with 64. Your very first breath, the first they think they can measure is you're already down to 46 or 48. And they go down quite quickly until my age. I'm not sure if I'm working with between, hopefully if I'm lucky, between, you know, 12 and 15 DNA steps. Most likely the average of my age might be between 8 and 10 or something like that. I don't know these exact numbers, but this is information. This is luminous spiritual energy quantified into the physical manifestation of how your cells reproduce. Your cells are reproducing yourselves. In the Vimalakirti Heart Sutra of the Buddha, he says, is the candle of the first watch the same as the candle of the second watch? Yes and no. The eternal soul presence is always there. The eternal, absolute, infinite light of God is there. But the flame itself is flickering and changing with the physical morphologizations of the wick and the oil or the wax. So our bodies are constantly changing. Every 7 years you have a new body. You have doctors saying, no, you can't heal that. I love it, doctors. I don't love it, but MDs, they're not medical deities, folks. They're a lot of times arrogant people who think that they know everything, and they're in a money situation feeding big pharma. This is what they believe. Their egos told them this. They've been trained this their whole life. They wouldn't get an MD certificate unless they went along with that process. Many of them are well-intended. I'm not talking about trauma. I'm talking about the understanding. And a lot of them are innocently duped, but they have an arrogance. And to say someone has a certain amount of time is not a good thing to say. They have to understand about the quantum mechanics of manifestation. And to make someone aware of this situation, of the impinging vibrational frequency lowering that has caused mold and bacteria entropy, which can lead to death very quickly, as many times their prognostications are true. But it's about awareness, belief, understanding of who we really are, and the preparation that we can change this through this uplifting of frequencies. And the DNA is a key aspect of that. So sound, light, and color are changing, and we're replacing ourselves every 7 years. Nerve damage can be done. Everything can be healed. The ETs have tremendous technologies, which if we could ever come into a place of peace on this earth, they'd look down there and go, what's happening? Oh, they're arguing over which religion is best. That's what we've been led to believe, but it's really havoc and destruction taking place at the behest of beings that are very conscious and aware of what they're doing. And these iniquitous beings must be arrested. And we're looking at their final death throes now. I'd like to bring up several things. We had the Paris attacks, which were, Kroeber says, were orchestrated by the black nobility. I have no way of knowing, but I would guess that's true. Designed to incite, fears and about international travel. Now, you can see the Homeland Security talking about pre-screening and all the security that really want to button down America's borders now. You can't, if you go to another country, if they're coming here, 38 countries have been notified. If they don't come up with all the high-tech pre-screening stuff and share all of their data on the terrorist watch list, they can't come into the country on a normal visa. They'll be excluded. So they're trying to shut down international travel. Also, Obama just passed an international corporate conglomerate secret space program. Anyone does anything in outer space, go for it, and you'll be absolved of all crimes, amnesty. That will not fly. Galactic justice, universal law will be shared here on this planet, which will liberate the average consciousness. And this is a process. It's extremely complex. The awareness of it is going out through the blogosphere. But are you tuning into the earthosphere, the Gaia, the light force energy of the telluric energies of the galactics shielding this planet for you to transform your consciousness into sacred sites? Go to sacred sites. Go to meditations with other groups. Invoke the creator. You will be infused with consciousness energy. This is how the process is going to work. You can use technologies to accelerate that interface between heaven and earth and to become part of this divine plan through your own free will actions choice where you're called to serve. It will be revealed to you if you enter into the silence. Meditate, meditare, to weigh in the middle from the Latin. We weigh in the middle and measure our breath. From the center point of the Kriya all the way to the top in absolute stillness and attention on the divine. So practice your Kriya, the science of the still breath. Meditate and listen to God. Perhaps I can recommend prayer to talk to God before this and see what your answers will become. From your deepest heart, call forth that which you seek. And if you're seeking a new car or something like that, you're seeking the manifest. And the Pleiadians, Semyazi, said to us in the book UFO Contact from the Pleiades, do not seek the manifest. You seek the internal process of what you feel and know with all of your will and attention is the best for all beings in all times and all space, including yourself. So attention and awareness. So we have these false flags going on. We know that these are intended and created. So many people can't believe it. They think the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, we've been in the handbasket a long time. So we're now dismantling it. They're not liking it, and they are really pushing forward with their media machine and propaganda to make you believe that it's going forward. So you have, for those who know, you fall into fear. Do not. Take action, peaceful, lawful action, and raise awareness about this so people will not participate. It is very difficult. You have a television system which is subliminally irradiating fear, death, destruction, violence, and people need to really choose their programming and how they spend their time. And I'm not saying recreation in arts is not good, but people need to really look at what they're watching and to be aware of what when they're watching, what other people are seeing all the time and the level of their attention. This is actually intended to dumb you down. So be aware of that and get your news and your life practices and your schedule and what is important for you. If you're seeking to save this planet, you might need to change your job. You might need to watch less TV. And if your loved ones can't go with you, you might have to separate from them and go it on your own for a while. Have no fear. Great Spirit is here. So we're moving forward. We look here. We see. Let's talk about the San Bernardino shootings. Well, lo and behold, just like Sandy Hook and many other of these false flags, and including 9/11, there happened to be a drill nearby. 9/11, Cheney supposedly was in a bunker in the penthouse, not so. He was down there on Wall Street, not too far away, in a deep underground bunker underneath Goldman Sachs there, orchestrating the live actions that were going on by the Cabal during the destruction of the towers. But they had sent all of the U.S. Air Force, guarding American space up to Canada. So they couldn't react ostensibly. That was the alleged cover story why there were no jets to come around and protect and to make sure all the planes got down safe and all this stuff. It's because they orchestrated it. So that was going on. Now we look in San Bernardino. They were doing the Homeland Security just happened to be six blocks away. And they did these shootings, and who knows how many people were really killed and how many are crisis actors, how many are involved. Most of the police probably aren't. Certain of them are. I mean, the carnage is already set up. The trap is laid. The stage is set. A couple people get killed. The mind-controlled subjects die in a shootout. They might not even have been mind-controlled. I mean, you read the people. I saw interviews. I do not see this coming from this guy. No, it did not seem real. These people could be absolute patsies. Their lives monitored to the second, their things, and it all worked out. And they shot them and they put a bunch of guns on them, or they were mind controlled and very powerful sleeper agents that didn't have anything and were triggered within hours of the event and were murdered. And, cell phones had already been placed and all this stuff. This is designed to create fear and to put people on their heels in America to accept these already pushed forward by these talking heads in the U.S. government, passing these bills very rapidly, like 9/11, to encroach upon our liberty and freedom while they create the havoc. And I really hope that the Lord will take these beings and arrest them. They first of all need to be shamed and humiliated, in a sense, to become humble, till they can actually realize what they've done is wrong. This is important for the healing of the soul. You don't just murder a soul in a death sentence. That's not done on other worlds. They're isolated, quarantined, and attempt is made to heal them, to connect to their higher spiritual consciousness self, so the root nature of this evil is ended. But I'd like to see them go to the salt mines on Pluto, which could draw out the negativity for a long time. And I don't know, there's so much suffering that's caused. There's a human element of me that wants closure, not revenge, but closure for humanity to see, because the average person is not going to be able to accept, okay, these people are now going to be healed. People want to understand what's been taking place, and these false flags will be revealed in crimes against humanity. I think this is inevitable. Another information I will give to my recent contact from the Venusian, she said, and I change he, she all the time, folks, because for security's sake, but said that it was 1 minute to 12. And that things are getting very close, and there's going to be a radical series of shifts. Now, I would like to see it as a benevolent humanity. Hey, we know what's going on. Let's sit down and pray. We welcome you on Earth. No more weapons, and the spaceships could come and share with us their wonderful technology, tell us our history. We'd get used to seeing different races. We'd understand about densities and gravities. All this will be revealed. Ancient sites, the Malibu Cave, all the ET bases would be revealed, what they've been doing, the long history of their association, the step-by-step process of the Dark Force, how they overtook our governments, changed money, did a coup with the Nazi George Bush. All of those of you listening, go to my website right now. The very least you can do is go to the book section and download the free book, Veil of Invisibility by Andrew Putney. I don't have to do a thing. You just go there, you download that book, and you can see evidence of George Bush Sr. as a Nazi spy. You will see a picture which looks like him more than him, a little kid that looks like him next to Joseph Mengele in the very back, but actually George Bush is the one in the Navy uniform with the dark hair. But there's another one that looks like him, and Barbara Walker Bush is there in the front. You'll see Reinhard Gehlen, Martin Bormann of the Luftwaffe, Otto Skorzeny, the guy who leaked the photos, was in it. and disclosing that George Bush was a Nazi spy, former name George Scherf Jr. His father was George Scherf Sr. You'll see pictures of him and Nikola Tesla. He was sent by Hitler to follow Tesla and ended up coming back and changing his name to Prescott Bush, and a false history of their family was created. But they came over as Nazi spies, and after the war, they came over the White House in 1952 and demanded their, a communication with the government. They were going to come with their UFOs and destroy America. They wanted to use American might to come in and take over. Certain things did take place behind the scenes there, and a huge amount of Nazis were funneled into the infrastructure to create a secret space program and to begin the takeover and the I have to call it the Satanization of America, as well as the whole world, in conjunction with these other royal family bloodlines. So this operation has been going on a long time. It's very complex. It involves invasion of the body snatcher-like technology, stargates. It's so out there, everyone just thinks it's a TV show. In fact, the TV has been giving it to you, and I think that's part of their spin and mind control, is that, oh, it's a TV show, it's not real. But my experience personally, and many other whistleblowers coming forward now, is that this is the truth. This is the reality of what's been going on. So we need to remain still in the eye of the storm of the geopolitical changes going on. I can't imagine what the propaganda and the newspapers are saying. Do not read those newspapers except to read between the lines. Read your local. Mary went to the school. Look at my daughter. Here she is making a cupcake at the school fair. Fine. But really monitor your thoughts and feelings when you watch these things, those of you who are aware, with a critical eye. And do not go into despair or loss of hope or sadness at this condition. See this as a tonic for you to, bitter is better, to strengthen your body, to more align yourself to the universal principles of love, and to become a server in some way, like Martin here on the radio, BBS doing their thing, I do my thing. A lot of people are sharing information, but there are many silent, loving people out there serving others in hospitals, those who need help and care, who are in pain and suffering. There are those who are creating gardens and working for free in various different projects. And so we need to focus on the positive. Be aware that they are going to run this machine. It's just falling apart. It's going so fast. It's rocking back and forward. And at some point, ladies and gentlemen, this has to come to a conclusion. We're coming to certain vibrational nodal points in the ascension process of the planet. We have been switched to a fourth dimensional frequency as of December, but we're at the low end, and it's a gradual shift. And how we make this shift is up to us. It is our free will in conjunction with benevolent non-material beings we don't see that we may be able to perceive soon. There are physical beings within the planet. There are actually, of course, physical beings on other planets in our solar system, as those of you reading Corey Good. There are spiritual forces here. Do not fall prey to any one blogger information or spiritual thing. Keep an open mind and an open heart and discern the truth for yourself based on your own experience. And the more you can do that, the more you can tune into your own consciousness, the better you are with this information. I've really been rattling, Martin. I apologize, but you said a lot of things there, and I wanted to share those things. Louis Martin. Oh, I want to share one more thing. Numerology. I was trying to get – I put another product on my site under numerology. This lady contacted –
We have another 30 minutes, Rob.
How many?
We have another 30 minutes. It's been very extremely interesting what you've been sharing.
Yeah.
But we have another 30 minutes to continue, and I would love to hear more from you. So please continue, my friend.
Okay, thank you. We have I'll let you ask some questions here and what I've been saying. But we have on my website, this lady called me. I call her Miss C, and you get to meet her. I was so impressed with her numerology reading. I mean, and I've been to a lot of them. And people told me this, and, oh, you have master numbers, or you have this or that. And I've always thought it was interesting, but somewhat complicated. She actually broke it down for me. I had a reading from her, and you have a name number, a birthday number, a life path number, the planet has a day number, a month, as you were saying, and these all interact. And so it was interesting to see what she had said about the previous few days, which were actually resonant. And, you know, you don't want to have to, you know, think, oh, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. Numerology doesn't work that way. It sets you up a tone of the energies to understand what you're having, and you can actually deal with it better by preparing. It's like you and me going up and against one of the greatest pitchers of all time or something and trying to hit a curveball. We would be scared to death. Believe me, I played baseball. That ball's coming for your head, and you think you're going to duck, and it curves in. The experience in knowing and being able to read the movements to slow the time down so you can see how the ball is spinning, if it's going to curve away or not. I mean, and, you know, what it's going to do, a drop or a slider, that takes time. So it's a process of learning, but she provides the tools for you to actually learn how to read the energies on stuff on her site and stuff. So I was really impressed. She gave me a reading, and I've gotten a calendar, and I'm starting to take my days and look at things and balance them. I don't obsess too much on it, but she gave some broad overviews of my personal experiences in the months, what they're going to represent for me in different parts. And I'm going to try and look at that to work in harmony with nature. Now, ordinarily, if I was really powerful and practiced everything that I just told you, I wouldn't have any health issues. I wouldn't get angry when I'm cut off in the road. And, you know, I'm still human doing my best. So, don't ever put me up on a pedestal thinking I'm able to do all these things. At certain points in time, I've touched these points or I couldn't relate them to you. But, you know, I'm a human guy doing my thing. I feel like I'm getting better, as we all are. And we have to stop judging each other by, oh, I can't believe him. He smokes cigarettes. Well, smoking cigarettes is a nasty, bad habit, and it's not a good thing to do. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That person may have a lot of wonderful other things, and for us to judge their life path and for them is incorrect. Same thing with diet stuff. So we have to really step back and take a compassionate look at our fellow man. I, as usual, I finally lost my train of thought there. What was I talking about, Martin?
you were talking about numerology and not
yeah.
judging.
So I should say, on my site, there's numerology readings. She gives a brief history. I really liked what she did. I have to say that I do endorse this. I don't generally endorse psychics and stuff or channelers. And as far as the channelers go, there's, you know, I've been to the real ones, and they really, I put them through the, you know, a test of, I have to really feel that this person is knowing things and is in a benevolent transmission space. And if they're just saying stuff that I don't know anything about, I find it very hard. They have to connect with me personally. I have to, okay, tell me something intuitive that you are picking up or that your guides are telling you. Guys like Louis Martins have full-blown telepathic communication. Before I even arrived, I received a message from them directly to me. And also during our time down there, Louis is taking notes from them on directions. So he's a very unique contactee who is able to bridge and actually provide sighting evidence of the Great White Brotherhood ships, the Confederation ships, and the higher force energies that are working behind the scenes. Please be patient as this takes place. But this numerology is good. Anyway, if you're into numerology, you want a reading, I recommend this lady. She impressed me, and I think you'll find the same result with some of her stuff. So that was it about numerology, and I was just going to let you go ahead now. I've been talking a lot.
This is amazing information. We have wonderful music. I just obtained some music that I want to share with the listeners and with you, Rob. It's called Into the Night from Indra. And this music is magical. And I just want to share a little bit of it. 4 minutes, and then we continue with our talk. So enjoy this, my friends.
Thank you very much.
Amazing music by Indra, Into the Night. Robert has been sharing a lot of information on this radio show. It's tremendous information, very useful in many ways. He's talking about yoga, the geopolitical situation, about numerology, about the Pleiadians, about what's going on behind the scenes. So now, Rob, in the last 20 minutes, can you please share your wish for humanity and what do you expect in the last stretches of this year, and what you expect from 2016, and how you see things developing on a global and on the intergalactic scale, my friend?
Well, first of all, thank you for letting me come on again. I really appreciate this. It's nice to be here, and I want to thank BBS and yourself for the time and effort donated to get this information out to the people. I want to say peace unto the planet and to the people who are listening to this show, and unto the world for healing at this time. So the other thing I want to say is I did go very fast. I kind of intended to go through a lot of things. I was taking notes as Martin was talking, and then I had to hit these key points that in his questions, and then I just kind of went off. So I went into my very rapid fire stream of consciousness information. Many of you should listen to this again with a pen and paper and write down the words and names I said and research these things: the pineal gland, the acupuncture, the great central meridian, luminous energies, things like that. I think it's important that people, you take it all in the way I give it out. There's a lot of research there that people can find for themselves, so that when they think that Martin is woo-woo or I'm woo-woo about this stuff, Martin has a tremendous amount of faith. His inner spirit was calling him the imminence of the event and positive contact. He actually went out to, you know, prepare himself for this event, and it didn't happen as he thought, but he has tremendous faith and inner knowing, and a lot of us have that, and we have to be grounded. So it's important that we lay a good intellectual foundation for this. So for me, that's important. What I see coming for the future is I see people waking up individually more at their own pace, and we think everything's going to go through because we're focused on the internet or a one world situation. And like it's this flat screen, one dimensional timeline that's going on. We have to realize awakening is occurring incrementally in individuals all over. And there is going to be healing processes for these people. They're going to have to go through the death throes of realizing their religion as a way it's been revealed to them, and certain concepts are, you know, completely incorrect, and go through the experience of, wow, my whole belief system is breaking down. If things aren't the way they are, it takes a lot of work and acceptance. And how are you going to orient who you are against the world? So I see a lot of personal transformation taking place. I see a lot of light workers who are very frantic about things and wondering about this and what that means and this means and what will happen after the event and what will happen to dogs and, you know, all of this stuff, instead of focusing on the here and now and their feelings, and like a flashlight or the headlights of a car, moving forward with compassion and listening to each moment as it comes before you and making your decision. If you get too far ahead of yourselves and try to push an agenda,
of materials change, you may not get what you want. The universe may not want it, and there's forces that can be lined against you to jam it. So be aware of the energies and frequencies of the day and of yourself, and go forward in a more positive way. So I see changes taking place within the individuals within the light movement and the conspiracy or the truth movement, and the wackos coming into more calm reassurance of the science. We just had NASA, speaking of world events, one of the people from NASA announced that there's chemtrails. So there are leaks, there's major sources that are coming out now. And some of this could be orchestrated by the cabal, as Corey Good say. They've been told to release certain things slowly and give us 100 years so we're all dead and none of us get arrested for a process, and let us keep certain technologies to ourselves. But we'll give people a cure to cancer. It'll take 20 years until everyone can get a machine. But all of these plans they have is up, not up to them. It's up to us and our universal reflection of truth as we all realize it. We are co-creating our reality. Here's a key thing, what's called the secret. You know, it says the secret is what you think about, you become. Let me back it up again. Beep, beep. It's what you think about and how you feel while you're thinking about it, and the amount of concentration and emotional intensity over time manifests your reality. So here we have these little toroids. Imagine we're these little fractal heart waves, these are new. You can see this under my pyramid systems information. It'll be, it looks like a heart, and it's got this, actually 49. There's 7 times 7 planes of the 7 frequencies is 49. The Tibetans call it the 49 fires of Agni. But there's an Anu, a picture there. Imagine that we're like one of those. We're a light force tornado. We're an auric egg of multi-dimensions, and through C.W. Ledbetter and some of the theosophical information, you can see the various bodies and dimensions as they would look to one who can see, or one as initiate who can actually transfer their points of attention fluidly to observe various densities. So those realities will become more tangible as science develops and we have more of an experiential background as individuals stop focusing on the material outer world and start to develop themselves on the inner world. And how this will interact, it interacts like if you can imagine you have a room and you light incense and you look at the incense as kind of floating around and you blow it. You can't possibly know where every particle is going, but it makes a beautiful design. It's movement, it's life, it's the now, it's the living word of God manifest through you into your reality. You are like a light bulb. You have a south pole and a north pole. The south pole exists at the base of the brain. I'm sorry, at the base of the spine. It's called the Kundalini, and it works like a linear accelerator and ends at the third ventricle in the brain. You could read Montauk Chia. There are certain points in meditations when you get more advanced in Laya Yoga. You can place your fingers together and put your tongue on various points within your palate. There's the Khechari Mudra, which Babaji taught me. The tongue goes behind the epiglottal fold, and you actually touch the pineal pituitary gland area, and an Amrita, or a nectar flows. And this is a result of a vibrational resonance that your physical body takes. So you have to be physically clear, as I've mentioned many times today. So you have this auric field, and we're all intermingling. If you've ever seen a light bulb kind of from a distance, it looks like a butterfly, because you'll see the photons, they go out from the North Pole at the top, and they radiate out, and then they return in at the South Pole. They go from the anode to the cathode, and they move in a cycle. If you can see this cycle of life within all things and within yourself and within every action, there's a beginning and an ending. There's usually the cardinal signs will lead the way with, like I'm in Aries or the Capricorn say, it's time for change. Then the fixed signs say, I know how to do it. The Geminis, Taurus, they're steadfast. They go, this is how we're doing it, and I'm going to do it great. And then the mutable signs say, that mode is outmolded. I found something better, and we move, and then we go through the cycle again. So this is the Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, or the creator, preserver, and destroyer. Okay? And people look at the Vishnu character as an evil thing or something, but and the Kali associated with that. If we look at Kali, the image of Kali, there are nine skulls that she holds with the knife, and these represent the nine fixations that we have on the auric egg. For those of you who want to read about fixations and point of attention, I recommend you study Don Juan, start at Journey to Ixalan, Tales of Power, Art of Dreaming, The Fire Within, and continue on your own inner journey of understanding that, without psychedelics, preferably, please. And I'm going to also mention that this life force energy, as it intermingles with others. And how does it intermingle? Intermingles like this energy of the cloud. So we are all infinite pieces of creation, of the creator, of the absolute one. We're holographic reflections of the living divine presence of God. And we're, no man can possibly ascertain this. This is where mankind falls short. Man wants to think and to know. You must shrink your reason. It should be a broad-minded guardian, but it has become a despotic guard to your perceptions. You must fly on the wings of your perception and be aware of the other aspects of these subtle field interactions and be able to read energies. The younger kids, girls, certain people are just really tuned into this. And it's really hard when they tell you, I really saw this, I felt this. They're talking about an inner material, not material realization. So you have no valid point, and we tend to dismiss other people's experiences. And some people, the way they explain it may not be as clear, but you have to give them more space and take them at their word. I mean, look at the intent and the fruit of that experience. If it made that person happier, if they realized more, if they got excited and did something because of their awareness, realization, and they're in the actualization phase for a positive thing, who cares? You're not God. You don't know what they're thinking or what they experienced. Mary, at a very young age, after she had been married to Joseph and he was away, an archangel Gabriel came to her and told her that she would be a vessel for a very pure being, and she did have a virginal birth. It's a reality. It was an overshadowing of a divine energy that came in. And that's actually how, on other worlds, most babies are born. It's not a physical, lusty copulation, although there's nothing wrong with that for us. We have to take a healthy understanding. But as we reach a higher frequency, different values and understandings and laws will come into effect, and couples will go in together in a meditation, and the woman will be pregnant. I'm not actually sure in other worlds how the baby is manifested. This is a question I've had and hasn't been answered. But babies may just be fully grown. There may not be a physical birth. I'm not sure. I think there is a birth, but I imagine it's different. So we have to understand and open our mind to how these things move and relate to one another as we interact. So we have these auric energy light bulbs, butterflies from the front, donuts from the top, look like a heart wave fractal. We're constantly interacting with other association groupings of this. And we are reflections, once again, of the divine. So as we tune into this, things are going to be changing for individuals. So to predict the absolute outcome is very difficult. But I can tell you, I'm seeing the younger people, just they are not into it. I'm in a production TV class I'm going to have here on Maui at a Kaku TV. And there's some young kids in here that are just so high. This one girl was just amazing, understanding and intelligence, and they're actually in a studio computer system and they're running it. It's pretty freaking awesome. I'm seeing some amazing awareness and awake consciousness. do these people understand the intricacies of multi-dimensions, the event, the government, the false flags, the Obama, the secret space program, the sphere beings, the Cobra plasma scalar fields, the Cheneys, the mechanizations behind the wars, and the who knows? It doesn't matter. These people are going to have a different experience than those of us who are awakening a little early. We're in it. We're saying, come on, wake up, 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 up. We have to realize that spirit will take care of this at the right time, and these informations will change. It's going to be radical. That's what we're here for. We need to temper.
Hey, Rob, you have shared some really amazing information. I would like you to come back in a couple of weeks when things will be developing here on the world scale. We have to sign off. I love you, brother. I love you for sharing this information. And I'm going to thank you for being on. And I'm going to thank all the listeners for being here. This will be archived on BBS Radio, as well as it will be on YouTube, on my channel. So, Rob, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I love you, brother.
Thank you, Martin. I'd like to say goodbye to everyone and to check out my website. I do have an event here in Maui. Look for my TV show coming up. We got the Cobra interviews. We're having Mount Shasta in the summer.
Lovely. Wonderful. Well, thank you, brother. And Rob's website is thepromisedrevealed.com. Thank you, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Love and light. Namaste in Lakesh. You are another me.